Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Apostle E.B. Wright. Hallelujah. On the prayer line, Tuesday morning prayer call. Hallelujah. Come in to rejoice in the Lord. Had a wonderful time in prayer on last night. Glory to God, and ready to go in this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, glory to God, we will be praying about surrendering our all to Jesus. And before we get started, I want to play one of Israel Horton's songs called I Surrender All. If you could just meditate on these words. I didn't ask for this commercial. My God. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I truly give. I will ever trust Him. Hallelujah. All to Jesus I surrender. Hallelujah. You find me at His feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He forsook Himself for us. He gave up His life for us. Hallelujah. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For allowing us to surrender all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All to Him I. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us feel the Holy Spirit. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We surrender all. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to wake up and see another day that was not even promised to us. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For all that you are to us and all that you do for us. Hallelujah. Through your Son. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. We praise you for our lives, for our health and our strength. We praise you for your grace and your mercy in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we place ourselves entirely in your hand. We surrender to you our whole self, our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole memory, our imagination, our whole will, our whole emotion, hallelujah, our passions, our bodies, our sexualities, all of the human desires, oh God, that we have on the inside of us, hallelujah, we submit them to you. Glory to God. We even submit the desires, hallelujah, to be appreciated by others, by the world, oh God, because we didn't come here, hallelujah, to please man, but we came here to please God. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy that you keep bestowing upon us every day. Father God, we surrender our lives, our whole life to you. We surrender every situation in our life to you. We surrender every relationship that we are in. We surrender them to you, Father. We surrender all our concerns that we have to you. Hallelujah. We surrender our fear. Hallelujah. For you have already told us that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We surrender, hallelujah, every doubt. If there's something lurking on the inside of us, hallelujah. If there's something trying to hinder us, to hinder our belief, hallelujah, to make us grow impatient, hallelujah, while we're waiting for our change to come, while we're waiting for God to fix our situation, Father God, we surrender everything to you. We surrender all our confusions, oh God. Hallelujah. If there's any confusion going on in our lives, in our homes, oh God, in our marriages, in our relationships, in churches, oh God, if we are experiencing any type of confusion, Father God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus and send it back, hallelujah, to the outer place from whence it comes, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. I say we are surrendering all, hallelujah, all to Jesus. We want to leave everything on the altar right now. And that altar is wherever you are, hallelujah, while you are praying, while you are with me on the prayer line seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people have a specific room that they pray in. Glory to God, and that's what they do all the time. But the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, he flows, he moves, my God. In whatever room you decide to take a stop, a minute to pray, it's okay. He will hear you wherever you are. So, Lord, we surrender everything. We surrender any sadness, oh God, that we may be experiencing in our heart. We surrender every wound, oh my God, every sickness, every disease, Father God. We surrender all. We surrender all our anxiety, worries, hallelujah. We surrender all, hallelujah. We surrender all that we surrender. Hallelujah, our family members to you, Father God, the ones that we already prayed for on last night, whoever we prayed for on last week, we don't want to forget them, Father God. We continue to cover them, Father. If any of them are experiencing anything that I've already named off, oh, Father God, we ask that your angels, hallelujah, be on the inside of them, hallelujah, to help calm their fear, help calm their worry, help calm any anxiety that they might be having, oh God. Hallelujah. We trust you, Father, to take care of us and all the other people that we have prayed for. Hallelujah. We continue to lift up Apostle Asia Hurt and Bishop Isaac Hurt and the whole Cornerstone Deliverance Church family. Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, Prophetess Maggie and Kingdom Living Fellowship, Father God, all of their members that's always getting on the line, hallelujah, whether to pray, hallelujah, whether to go to Sunday morning services or Sunday school or Bible study, oh God, we thank you for empowering us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive your word into our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We even ask you, Father, to endow us with more power, Glory to God. Hallelujah. Fill us the more with the Holy Spirit and the gift and the fruit of your Spirit. Glory to your name, Father God. But we know that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you send him. Glory to God. Once Jesus, he said, I got to go. Man, I got to go because if I don't go, then the Comforter cannot come. But he sent the Comforter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Comforter, hallelujah, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, he lives in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, as we have emptied ourselves and surrendered everything to you, we ask you now, Father, hallelujah, to come into our heart. Help us to apply your word, oh God. Help us to live by your word, oh God. Help us to keep on keeping on and not give up and don't quit. Don't let us be like Lot's wife when you gave them an opportunity to escape the destruction. As she went, she looked back. The instruction was, don't look back. I'm saying to the saints of God today, don't look back. Go forward. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, go forward in the Lord, hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, endow us with more power, for he is the source of love, hallelujah, the source, glory to God, of joy and peace and patience and goodness and gentleness and tenderness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. My God, all of the fruit of the Spirit. And notice I said fruit, meaning one and not plural. Hallelujah. They work in many capacities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father God, to purify our desires. Help us to open our heart to receive you. Hallelujah. Help us to become perfectly receptive to you as a little child. But Jesus, you spoke it. You said if no one can come to you unless they come as a little child. Hallelujah. We want to come as children. Father God, we empty out everything to you. Even our know-it-all spirit, oh God, we give it all to you. Hallelujah. We think we know a lot, oh God. Oh, but you can teach us and you can show us the more. Help us to believe in your love for us. Hallelujah. Nothing wavering, oh God. Help us, hallelujah, to hope in your love. Help us to receive the love of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, with all grace, hallelujah, and virtues, oh God. Help us to become the persons, the people, the body of Christ, hallelujah, that you have created us to be. We ask all these things in your name right now. Hallelujah. I still decree and declare, hallelujah, that no weapons that have been formed against us shall prosper. They shall not and they will not work. We give everything to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear God. We magnify you and we lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We come to worship you this morning, O God. Hallelujah. We come, Father God, to serve you. Hallelujah. To serve and please you in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up any and everything that's not like you. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you open our eyes so that we can see, that you open our ears so that we could hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Wherever we are weak, help us, my God, to keep turning to you. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34 and 35 says, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good, hallelujah. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Somebody posted on my Facebook page yesterday, and I seen it yesterday. They could have posted last week because I don't go on Facebook every day. But I happened to see what they posted and said, you're going to have to take the chip. So I'm sorry. I said, no, not so. I would not be taking no chip. So I wrote that, and I sent that back to them. The devil is a liar. I am a true believer. Glory to God. That's why the Lord wants us to get strengthened in him, so we won't fall for all the stuff these people are saying around here, all the things that they are doing, trying to put fear in our heart, trying to tell us we're going to have to do this or do that. Hallelujah. You know, months ago when we heard about the COVID-19, the Holy Spirit had already told me that our faith was on trial. Hallelujah. We got to persevere. We can't quit. We can't stop. We can't give up. We got to keep on keeping on. God has already paid the price. Hallelujah. All he asked us to do is believe. Just believe. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you pray, hallelujah, that you have everything that you ask the Lord for. Glory to God. Nothing wavering. Hallelujah. The scripture I'm going to read right now is from Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. A friend of mine called me the other day, and she was very distraught. She's an elderly lady, and during the week she had had an accident. And she said it was her fault. She hit the other person. It did a little damage to that person's car. It did a little damage to her car. And she had received a letter from her insurance company that told her that her insurance had expired. And so now she's going to have to come up with all of the money to pay the people to get their car fixed and to get hers fixed. But I went into prayer with her and said, well, we're going to believe God that none of these things are going to happen. We're going to believe God that the insurance company, since you've been with them so long, you never had an accident, that they are going to respect that and they are going to pay for whatever needs to be paid for. So I praise God because she brought up this scripture, Habakkuk 3. Hallelujah. It says a prayer. I want to go to 3:17. Excuse me. She started there. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Hallelujah. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God is awesome. There is nobody greater, and there is no other God but Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Our Creator, the first and the last. What do you say? Alpha and Omega. So no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter the sicknesses and the diseases that's trying to come up on us, and if it can't come up on us, it's going around and trying to catch our other family members, but we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus as well. Hallelujah. We're standing on the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. That he has already paid the price so that we might be saved and free from sicknesses. I'm going into Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 25th and the 26th verse. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, my God. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. Hallelujah, the number of thy days I will fulfill. So we don't want to fret whatever the situation is. Another woman of God called me yesterday panicking, and one of my other daughters, and the Lord put her on the phone. So she called my daughter and the Lord. My daughter and the Lord called me, and the woman's just screaming, and I had to finally say, who is this? But then I had to say, please calm down. See, the enemy desires to sift us as wheat. Just like Jesus said to Peter, the enemy desires to kill us, not just naturally, but spiritually. Glory to God. That's why we keep on praying. That's why we keep on interceding for those that cannot intercede for themselves, those who have asked us to pray for them and keep them covered. Hallelujah. That's why we keep on praying, because we do believe the prayers of the righteous one abated much. And not saying we're so holy, but saying that we are trying to do the very best that we can. And Jesus recognizes that. That's why he tells us to cast our care upon him. We can't fix it, but he can. That's why he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto thee. Hallelujah. Psalms 91, 9 through 10 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. My God. He watches over his word to perform it.
All he asks us to do is to believe. Jesus went a little bit further, hallelujah, in the book of Matthew, glory to God, and said, if you have faith the size of a grain, I don't know if you know how big a grain is, but it's very small. You can hardly see it with your naked eye. You have to be looking real, real close. And for some of us, we might have to get a magnifying glass. But he said if we have that type of faith, we can tell the mountain. Now, the mountains is situations. These are things, obstacles that's been put in your way. But you have the power, glory to God, to tell it where to go. Move out of my way, devil. Move out of my way. In the name of Jesus. How you love us, sir? Covered with the blood. Covered in the blood. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I trust in God. Wherever I might be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, though come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I'll trust in God. I know he cares for me. Oh, mountains peak or on the rolling seas, though the billows they roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. That's my declaration today. Ayolosata, I trust in God. Hallelujah. Wherever I may be. Glory to God. Whether I'm going down the street driving, I'm on the bus riding, if I'm on an airplane, don't make a difference. I have decreed and declared, I trust in God. Not I will, because that means I'm waiting for it to happen. But I say, I trust in God. I trust him right now. Glory to God. And of course, he always allows a trial to come. Hallelujah. To prove what we say. Glory to God. But I thank and praise God, even for the trials I've already went through. And I thank him for the trials that's going to be coming up. My God, somebody might say, what in the world is wrong with her? Hallelujah. I'm just a believer. I believe what the Bible says. Hallelujah. I believe what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. I believe what the preacher that's preaching the right Word of God says. Because I can go back and read it for myself. If I have any doubt about what they are saying, I can search the Scripture. Glory to God. That's why I say our God is awesome. That's why I say I can trust him. He wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. To have that, hallelujah, everlasting faith. That when the trial come up on us unexpectedly, We won't just stop in our tracks and panic, but that we would go into prayer right then and there. I tell you, if you make the devil look bad, he'll get away from you. He knows you are a believer, but he wants to prove or tell Daddy God, no, they're not going to do this, they're not going to do that. But God, he already knows before we go through what we are going to do. And he told us that he was not going to put any more on us than we could bear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to trust him. Father God, we pray for everyone, oh God, under the sound of my voice, oh God. We pray for everyone that is represented on this phone, hallelujah, in this prayer sanctuary. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that we will continue to trust in you and, hallelujah, to keep you in our heart and not to lean on our own understanding. As Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. We started out this prayer, oh Father, surrendering everything to you. Wash us, Hayololosata, from the inside out. Cleanse us, Father God. Cleanse us. You have our permission, glory to God, to have your way in us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your scripture says in Psalms 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put our trust or our confidence in man. Man will fail you. Daddy God won't. Jesus, Hallelujah, the Son won't. The Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, hallelujah, he won't fail us. Don't suppress him. When he sends you a word, when he gives you a word, hallelujah, receive it. Receive the word of the Lord. For in his word we find life, good life, good health, good strength. Hallelujah. Isaiah, the 12th chapter in the 2nd verse says, behold, God is my salvation. Glory to God. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Hallelujah. And my song. My God, I'm always singing. Hallelujah. He is my strength. So we don't operate in strength from ourselves, but we operate in the strength of God. He is also, is become my salvation. Hallelujah. He's our strength. He's our song. And he's our salvation. My God, that's a guaranteed victory. Hallelujah. So when we sing the song, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine, we can stand on Isaiah 12:2. Behold. Look out. That's what that means. Behold. Look. See. Hallelujah. I say, look out. God is my salvation. That's a declaration coming from Isaiah. I will trust and not be afraid. And, you know, in some situation, it may not happen overnight, but you got to practice what you preach. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, God, my daddy God, hallelujah. He is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. We are guaranteed, hallelujah, to survive. If we just meditate on the word of God, if we take that word like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do I have any secret place dwellers on the line this morning? Glory to God. What does Psalms 91, hallelujah, 91 and 1 says? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My God, the secret place. I was already reading, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. If we trust him, hallelujah, he's right there with us. He already told us in St. John, the 14th chapter, hallelujah, I will never leave you nor forsake you, my God. And now we get into Psalms 91, just the first verse alone, my God, coincide with the other scriptures that I read and say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. How can we get to the secret place? My God, through fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Let's go into the secret places. Hallelujah. Of the Most High God. And while we are there, hallelujah, showing him our gratitude, showing him our love, hallelujah, and worshiping him, hallelujah, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My God. Verse 2 says, I will say, these are declarations. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. Surely. Let's go to the secret place every time. Hallelujah. We come into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We didn't get up early this morning just to say I got up, because I don't want us just to be people pleasers. We have to be God pleasers first. Hallelujah. But if we please God according to Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. What other things am I talking about? The other things that you haven't told anybody that you wanted or that you needed, but you told God. He heard you when you spoke it out. He heard you even when you kept it. Hallelujah, in your mind, and you didn't tell nobody else. He'll do that. You know, I'm a witness. My God, I've gone to one of my daughters in the Lord, to one of her churches,
went to one of her churches, and it wasn't even for a church service. She was remodeling her building. And I went up there to take her something, because back then we were in the home repair and the remodeling business. But there was a prophetess in the house. And she just began to speak to me and to speak into my life. Now, I hadn't told anybody what I was going through at that particular time, nor had I told anybody what was going on with my husband. Because if you didn't know me, you didn't know me, and I didn't go around telling my business. But the Holy Spirit opened me up to her. And she just began to speak into my life. And God said, and God said, and God said, I got no satay. I could do nothing. I could do nothing but worship. I never laid eyes on that woman. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God will set you up. You don't have to always say what you have need of. My God, he'll speak it to somebody else. He'll say, I need you to go over and bless that woman of God. Hallelujah. Oh, that man right there needs a helping hand. Can you go see about him? My God, hallelujah. That's why I keep saying we are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouthpiece. He says, glory to God. If we would get under him, if we would seek him, why he might be found. He'll speak into our heart. He'll speak into our mind. He will give us instructions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we keep praying. That's why we keep seeking his face. That's why we ask him to honor our steps in his word. Not to allow us to go back and forth and back and forth. Hallelujah. One day we believe it, and then a trial come. My God, it's a war down. It's a torn down. Now the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I decree and declare stamina in every last one of us. I decree and declare, hallelujah, we will continue to go forward and don't look back, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like. It may look hard to the natural eye, but we got to stop looking with the natural eye and start looking with our spiritual eye. Hallelujah. We have to stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. We have to stay connected to Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into all truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we surrender. We surrender our everything to you. Hallelujah. We leave it on the altar. We will not pick it back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't want to be like a dog returning to his own vomit. Oh, just to think about that, that's nasty. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But when we pray, hallelujah, Jesus said, according to Mark 11, hallelujah, he tells us to believe, hallelujah, that we have received. And when we believe that we receive, we shall have it. Mark 11 and 24 says, therefore, I tell you, this is Jesus doing the talking, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. On the television program that I do with Dr. Mary every Saturday, Faith Testifies No Fear, she's been talking about B-E. And so the word B just came up. So therefore, Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have, H-A-V-E, it's already passed, that you have received it. So the minute that you ask, the second that you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. I can't tell you when it's going to come. He says it's already yours. Now, when it's already yours, all you need to do is wait until the manifestations come. But it's already done in the spirit. Hallelujah. According to Jesus himself. We can't argue with that. Because if he said it, we need to believe it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for the prayer that has gone forth this morning for all of the men and women of God, for all your creatures near and far. We continue to cover them, Father God. Hallelujah. Those that are in the hospital shut down with COVID-19. We continue to pray, Father God, for those who are in nursing homes and their family members have not been allowed to come and see them. So some of them are getting weary. Father, send them some help in the name of Jesus. Even send the people that work there in the facility to go and do something extra for them to keep them cheered up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We even pray for those who are incarcerated. However, whatever situations they might be in, we pray for them, Father God. Hallelujah, that you would keep them in perfect peace as well. And we know that they have pastors and preachers and teachers that usually go into the jail system, but they're not even allowing visitors because of the COVID-19. Keep them preoccupied with you so they won't have time to get weary and start fussing among themselves and fighting among themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. We still pray for people that's running around here not wearing masks and not wearing gloves. We pray for them, Father God, because that is what happened to some of the people that's in the hospital right now with the COVID-19. Teach us to be obedient. It didn't hurt to put on gloves. It didn't hurt to put on a mask. You only have to wear it when you're around people. When you're at home, you don't have to wear a mask. Not only is it for your protection, it's for the protection of somebody else. I ask that the Lord give us wisdom how to operate. Because I was really concerned when COVID-19, that's whatever they called it, COVID-19 or the pandemic. Not concerned that I wanted to faint and that I wanted to give up. Concerned for the people. And the Lord gave me a word at that time. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to faint. This is not the time to give up. So I'm still on that same bandwagon. Saying what Jesus said. Mark 11:22. He said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt but believe what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it will be done. It will be done for him. That's why I tell you to have faith that you already have received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that we take your word, oh God, to mean exactly what you said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever mountain, whatever problem, hallelujah, that seemed to be piling up one after the other, oh God, we praise you already because you've already brought us out. We already have the victory, and we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to put on the whole armor of God so that we might be able to fight the wiles of the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in. Tuesday, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice that don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you would like to receive him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have the opportunity to do just that this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have ever lasting life. Hallelujah. If you want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning, you are welcome to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son and that he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship you all the days of my life because your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. I believe, hallelujah, that if anyone, after hearing this prayer request, this prayer call, even the prayer that went on this morning, and if they receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing as well. Glory to God. We just want to suggest that you get into a strong Bible-based church, where they have real strong teaching of the Word of God that will help keep you, hallelujah, in perfect peace. May I suggest Cornerstone Deliverance Church, which is the mother church of this prayer line, hallelujah. You can reach Cornerstone Deliverance Church through the website if you like. Go to www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Or you can call Cornerstone Deliverance Church 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. Again, Cornerstone Deliverance Church 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. If you happen to be in the Georgia area, you're welcome to call another daughter ministry, which is Kingdom Living Fellowship, under the leadership of Prophetess Maggie Cabina. Her number, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. Again, Kingdom Living Fellowship, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815, under the leadership of Prophet Maggie Cabina. If you happen to be in Texas, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, or the neighboring cities, you can call me, Apostle E.B. Wright, 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. Again, Spices Ministry, under the leadership of Apostle E.B. Wright, 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that we said something to help you today. Hallelujah. That would help you even throughout the day and the rest of the week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We wanted to make sure we gave you food for thought, food that will keep you, that will carry you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will continue to cover you. Hallelujah. I appreciate everyone that's on the prayer line with me this morning. Glory to God. May God bless all of your needs, give you all the desires of your heart for making the sacrifice to get up this morning and get on the prayer line with me. God bless you. I appreciate you. Agape love to one and all until we meet again.
Agape love.
Agape love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.